Tuesday night, New York Yankees relief pitcher Mariano Rivera notched his 600th save. He came within one of tying the all-time record, which is held by Trevor Hoffman. The attempt to tie that record or maybe exceed it was put on hold. The Yankees lost to Seattle last night, but it's inevitable. He has 14 more regular season games. He's certain to capture the record this season. No plans to retire after the postseason anywhere. So who knows how far it could go? We're joined now by sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, a lifelong observer of Mariano. The script says here, and is that true?
No, I love Mariano Rivera without a doubt.
Well, let's talk about saves first.
Yes.
Because if you don't watch baseball, maybe you don't understand what a save is. And this only became a statistic right before I was born in 1969.
Correct.
Is when it became an official Major League Baseball statistic. What is a save?
So to get a save, you have to enter the game either with a very slim lead. You have to enter the game with either the tying run or the potential tying run or go-ahead runs at bat or coming up soon, and you have to enter the game as the pitcher with for the last three innings. So you have to be at the very end. You have to close the game.
Mm-hmm. And win it.
Correct. And that's how you get a save. You can blow a save, and there's also a statistic called blown saves as well.
You can come in with one inning, though. I mean, that's part of the prescribed circumstances under which you can be credited with a save. I'm looking
the last three outs.
Yeah.
You just get those last three outs.
There you go.
You have, like, you know, it's just like a closer in business, a guy who goes in, closes the deal, closes the merger, closes the acquisition. The closer comes in and says, listen, I got this. We're going to make this happen. You have the killer instinct, and they knock it out, and they win the game.
All right. So this is, all, as you say, this is also called, Mariano Rivera is referred to one of the best closers in baseball history.
And there's three reasons why. Number one, this is my opinion. He did it during the steroid era. From 1995 to now, there's been no other time when hitters have been hitting 70 home runs a game. Mariano Rivera's used one pitch. This is the second reason why. He's used one pitch, this cutter fastball that everyone's like deathly afraid of. He comes out there and they're shaking in their boots. And the third reason why he's the best of all time, and perhaps one of the best pitchers that has ever lived, is that he's done most of his dirty work in the postseason. He has 42 saves in the postseason, more than any other pitcher ever, and his ERA is something like 0.71 in the postseason. He's deadly in the postseason.
All right, but a lot of people argue you can't really class him among one of the greatest pitchers in baseball history because a closer is not the same as a pitcher. And the pitchers of today, who very often play for just a few innings at a time, aren't the same as the pitchers of old,
Of course, there was the Satchel Paige's of the world that would pitch the entire game and then pitch the next day and pitch the entire game.
Yeah.
But back in those days, they used to have a guy called the fireman. The fireman would come in and pitch the most critical outs of a game. Mariano Rivera is the modern-day answer to the fireman. He's the best pitcher that they have, the best relief pitcher that they have that comes in at the most critical outs. It just so happens in this era, the most critical outs are the last three.
All right. So, I mean, I think it's a foregone conclusion he's going to break the record this season, wouldn't you say?
Well, yes, I bet he hopes they do. And I bet everyone on his team hopes they do.
All right. Probably he'll at least tie it this week.
Correct.
Okay. Let's switch gears for just a second and talk about the NBA. We're going to move on from baseball.
Yep.
Because the NFL obviously resolved their differences. We're seeing NFL games. The NBA has kind of dropped off the radar in terms of headlines, but we're now hearing these rumors that there could be a union decertification, which is kind of similar to what the NFL players did. What's going on with the NBA?
Well, the way I understand the situation in the NBA is that the two sides are extremely far apart. And it's a little bit like the NBA are a little bit like the German banks or like Greece and the German banks.
Wow.
The NBA owners are highly leveraged because they have a lot of money in bad contracts with old veteran players like Rashard Lewis for the Washington Wizards, who's making $21 million next year. And who even knows about him? Who knows who he is? So they're overburdened, and they're trying to push the austerity measures onto the Players Association. They're trying to say, hey, we're not going to make the tough decisions. Why don't you make the tough ones, and you get your pay cut? So I think that they're extremely far apart because the NBA made more money than it had ever made last year. Even still, there's still a lot of franchises that aren't making money. The next austerity measure after this fracas over, you know, the salary cap and the collective bargaining agreement is going to be contraction, which means when they start cutting teams out of the league, because the business model of the NBA is not built for the pure TV market. Right now, it's still built for just people coming into the stands and coming into the stadiums, and people aren't doing that anymore, where the NFL is making that shift to to just a TV-based, you know, business model. That's what the NBA is having a hard time trying to do.
All right. So, I mean, but are we going to have an NBA season?
Everyone I've spoken to has said it is highly likely at this point that we're going to have a complete NBA season. Hmm. We might have a shortened season like in 1999, but it is possible that we're going to not have a complete NBA season.
Takeaway sports contributor, Huffington Post writer as well, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. And, you know, we haven't seen you since you became a new father.
It's a blessing and an amazing. I slept, I think, 2 hours last night.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's
enjoy
wonderful.
That sleep deprivation because soon you'll be so exhausted you won't be able to do anything but sleep. Congratulations, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, and thanks.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.